Hello, everybody. This is E.T. Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to be doing some healings again tonight. I like to do healings on people because they do work, they're real, and you're transported out of time to the Creation Lightship for these healings. And the work that I do down here for healings is done by these light beam doctors also. The Lightship has nothing to do, in a sense, with the UFO phenomena, say negative ETs that people sometimes talk about. This is creation itself. I do use the word ET at times because it is outside of our planet. And that's all that it means to me is that. Although some people have the stigma that ETs are all bad, and that's not the case. There are naturally ones that are bad, but there are also very good ones out there also. So what we're going to do is I'll just mention some of my services that I have before we get started here. I do emotional healings and feeling body healings, mental body healings, and I do a sensory healing, which is your past, before this incarnation. These healings all deal with healing your spirit. All that I do is under the office of healing your own spirit in your body, and making your body more whole, and connecting with your spirit, which is your true divine self. And this is what the ship is here to do, is to help, first of all, the planet in its ascension process, and second of all, it's to help the people that choose to leave at the time of ascension. And the leaving is having you take your body with you to a higher consciousness in the physical form that you are now, but actually probably in more of your perfected physical body form. So the way the ship does its healings is, if you can visualize, if you would, a sine wave. It's like a sideways S with a line going through the center of this. And each time you cross over and meet this flat line, that's where time is stopped. Otherwise, the time is a timeline and it goes, we'll just say, from left to right as time increases. And your manifestation is above and below that line in these half circles. And that's where you're manifested with all the intelligence and consciousness of who you are. But when you're on the timeline and it's not moving, when you intersect with that, then at that point you're out of time, and this is where the light beam doctors work with you up on the creation light ship. So you're here physically and also they're physically at the same time. And since they're out of time with our time, then they can create whatever they need to do to help you. And they just expand time out. Another session that I do, in fact, the emotional, feeling, and mental bodies, those are all $5 for each year of your life. So we'll say that you're 50 years of age, so that'd be 50 times $5, it costs $250. And it takes about 1 hour to do, and at that point you're cleared. I have people who've been in therapy for, you know, probably 30, 40 years who've had emotional body clearing, and they can't believe that it can only take 1 hour to clear their whole life. And they spent thousands of dollars working on themselves trying to get their baggage released. This actually releases the baggage that you're dealing with in this lifetime. A sensory clearing goes back to when the energy stops, and I've been doing that with quite a few people, and it just brings up subtle energy that you're dealing with in this lifetime. Remember, everything is from the past, whether it's a second ago or many, many lifetimes ago. Your body still has a genetic history of this, and this healing helps to clear out this genetic history of who you are, so you can become more in your body. And your spirit can and will not come into your body with density. Remember, your spirit is love energy, and this love energy is what your spirit's made up of, and it just cannot integrate with judgment. So you want to clean yourself out to become more whole and complete. Another set that I do is, I call it a master set. One of the parts of this here, this costs $150 for four special clearings. So you get all four. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to you this evening. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
You're about one-third volume on my end here.
Okay.
I can hear you.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your show. I've been listening since January 3rd, and I've definitely been feeling goosebumps, but I'm feeling like I need like a chakra clearing. I feel like somewhat lost, you know, in this physical 3D entity, and feel that the light ship can assist me in some additional clearing.
Okay, if you want to just stay in line for a minute here. And what's your first name again?
My name is Drew in Connecticut.
Drew in Connecticut, okay. Okay, Drew, I'll do a chakra clearing for everyone here in the audience listening. And this will also work in the archives.
Oh, wonderful.
So
I do listen to your archives.
You're working with the Light Being Doctors now, and they're tuning into all of your frequencies right now. These beings are from the creation light ship, which created you, so they have your complete history. So we're going to go to, I work with the six chakras. So we're going to go to your heart chakra first of all. And we're going to reposition that if you like that, okay? This is all free choice. And so we're going to just reposition your heart chakras. There we go. Next we'll go to your throat chakra. And get that pointed in the right direction. There we go. That feels fine to me for everyone. Now we're going to go to your third eye, your sixth chakra. There we go. That's fine. Now we're going to move on down to your power chakra, solar plex area. And that's being moved right now. There we go. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. That feels great. Okay, I'm going to do one more thing here. We're going to do a chakra opening. So if you're in a safe location, safe place, you may want to have these opened up. I normally make them body width for people. That way you're flowing a lot more energy. If you're in an environment with a lot of noise, etc., then you may be a little too sensitive. And you can always close them down yourself anyway. So here we go. You go to the heart chakra first. And I use the word spin to open the heart chakra up. So here we go. Heart chakra. Front and back. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Throat chakra front and back. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Third eye front and back. Spin, 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 spin. Open. And going down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Second chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 spin. Open. First chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 spin. Open. There we go. And how do you feel, Drew?
I feel definitely a sensation. And I just want a clarification. When you're going like from first to sixth, is that starting from the top crown chakra and then going down to the bottom?
Yes, I'm going from the third eye, which is number six, going down.
Okay, and then what do you say? You say clear, zero, or zero clear?
Yes, as they open up, I'll do one for the heart here. So here we go. So heart chakra, front and back. We'll do open it up a little bit more for you. Spin, 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 spin. So I'm seeing it like a vortex spinning. Spin, 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 open. There we go. On my other clearings, I use the word replace the zero charge to put this chakra back into balance again and take
okay.
away the densities.
All right.
But the ship is actually doing this with the doctors. I'm doing it down here as a facilitator, but I'm actually plugged in instantly to the light being doctors on the ship.
Okay. But on the other shows, when you're like, you know, clearing like our age regression, starting with our current age.
Yes.
You go from first to sixth, and you make a comment. You go first, and I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying clear, zero clear?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I go from six down to one.
Okay, but you're saying literally zero clear. Is that the words you're using?
In a sense, yes.
Okay, and could you explain what that means, zero clear? Because what actually is clearing, if you could clarify that for the listeners and myself.
Yes, what I say is replace to zero charge, and I also do clearings on it, okay? So the clearing is if the chakra needs additional work, okay, the incident that you're dealing with.
All right, and if I want to call you for an initial consultation, you would do similar exercises, and then the light chip and I would I guess the beings there, the spiritual beings, would be working on me in one of the rooms. 3 to 36 people or 36 entities would be working with me personally?
Typically, yes. On these clearings here that I do, what I see up there, since I'm bilocating instantly and can see, with most of these clearings that I do, it requires probably between 4 to 6 doctors to work with you.
Okay.
The other sessions that I do where they actually do physical healings on you, then you can have, quite a few doctor teams. Normally people select at least 10 teams to probably about maybe 30 teams. And there's
okay. And as far as someone like myself who is relatively very healthy, in my opinion, obviously, but I'm looking to, I mean, now in the 3D, I feel a sense of, I really feel like I'm in the illusion, and yet I'm grasping for something more but don't visually perceive it based on my 3D perception. Is this a way to really assist our ascension process? Because that's really what I think I'm looking for. I think a lot of listeners are looking for that, may be very healthy, not looking for a physical healing.
Yes, the ship is here to do that for us, yes, to help us out with the ascension.
Okay.
That's the only reason why it's here. Why they activated me to help you, yes.
Right. And could you clarify, too, on your website, you mentioned that when the Christ consciousness was here, that was 2,000 years ago, and that the Christ entity that was among us healing people was visiting the light ship and using miracles for this healing, many thousands of years ago, if there is a time, but I guess I should use the word the now, because there really is no time. But in essence, in the now, as far as the ascension process is concerned, why can't we immediately experience ascension? I mean, why does it take this process of healing and I guess listening to radio shows like this to really grasp a completion of the cycle? I guess I'm looking to know when the completion exists in the now.
Okay, yeah, the ship is here to help us with the ascension. Our physical body, because it didn't go through the ascension 2,000 years ago, is now holding on to a 4,000-year density. And so that means that the body is much heavier, and it needs to have more light energy in it. And as far as when the ascension is going to happen, it feels like to me it could be within a year and a half, and it could be up to 2012. I'm not allowed to get that information from the ship.
Okay. But I guess, how does a 3D entity know, as myself and others that are listening tonight and maybe listening to this in the archives, know when the ascension process is complete, aside from waiting for the actual happening, to know that our DNA is ready, that our light bodies are ready, that we've released this energy or this any closure or feeling that we're feeling in this 3D form? Because that's what I'm feeling, and that's why I want to call you for a private consultation, is because I feel that there's another step that I need to take to really sense intuitively that I've reached that plateau.
Okay, yeah, some very good questions. The way you're probably going to feel that you're ready is that when nothing bothers you, when your past does not bother you,
because that's true with me. The past doesn't bother me.
Your energetics. So when you feel like you're completely out of judgment and you're in the now, because when I do these clearings, it puts you into the now. In fact, what I'll do for the audience right now is I'm going to hold the space to be in the now for everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be bringing in the light ship energy to do this here. And I'll give you the sample of how it is to be in this beautiful, wonderful energy in the now, and they'll momentarily hold the space for you in the now. So on the count of 10, just to give them something to go by up on the ship here, and you can feel the energy shift too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, the energy is integrating with you right now, and you should possibly feel a calmness coming over your body, and your thoughts should probably just stop, and you should feel this beautiful love energy coming to you, and this is who you really are.
Well, it's amazing, because I hope other listeners have felt exactly what you have shared, because I have sensed an awe and a loving presence that just sort of overwhelmed me. And this is something I want to retain day to day. And is this something that once we come to this realization that we can retain, or is it constantly, now that we're in the 3D during our life plane and physical existence here, that we have to keep recharging?
Yes, you want to keep working on yourself. Once you know what it's like, it's very easy to go back to the state of being, okay? On the healings, sometimes the person will have a healing, and it may last for, say, 1 month, okay? And then maybe it'll start to slip, and they'll go back into their old patterns. And so what happens is that they give you a reprieve so that you can really feel how it is to be well. Because once you know wellness, then you're well. If you don't
right.
have wellness, or you're in pain all the time, it's very hard to realize what that's like.
Right. I don't think it's, I mean, for me personally, you use the term wellness. I think that's sort of a encompassing not only just a physical health, but also a spiritual bliss. Is that what you mean by that when you say wellness?
Yes. What I'm about is actually both. I'm here to help people with their physical bodies because it's very hard to connect with your spirit because your spirit won't come into densities. And one of those would be physical body pain.
Right. And I've been listening to some other meditations where you contemplate where, I guess, our physical presence, you start at different degrees of 20%, 80% of creating the spiritual essence in our physical bodies. But can we truly be 100% in the 3D reality as we exist now in this plane?
I have been 100% in my body. Normally when I do healings, I'm at least, I'm over 95%. It's
okay.
hard, I would say, for myself to stay at 100% because it's not really needed. So if you're 95% in your body, you're doing very, very well.
Okay, and that's something that you can assist us with through your website and the healing clinic. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I'm about, is to get you into your body because that's what your body needs. I'm here to plug you in spiritually to who you are.
Okay, well, I don't want to take time from other callers, but I have one quick question, if you could comment. Do you have any recommendations for listeners, including myself, that you may recommend as far as spiritual teachings or readings or anything regarding books that may be out there or other radio shows that we should be attuned to that you feel that are very instrumental in assisting others and ourselves to heal the earth as well as our physical entities?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't do any reading myself. I haven't read a book for probably 30 years.
Yeah, you mentioned that, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, I don't. I get everything downloaded instantly to me.
I see. So is that something that we're capable of doing through our light ship, through the light ship, to be able to process that? Because it seems like we know this information, like we're remembering it. I think that's the word I would like to use. It seems like whenever we pick up a book, and there's several people I know that I listen to on BBS that I say, oh, I know that, but it seems like we know this information, and the light ship just affirms the fact that this is something that we know, and they just sort of download to upgrade our system.
Yes, that's correct, and each time you go to the light ship, you're, in a sense, using the slang term, you're rubbing elbows with these masters and divine beings, and
mm-hmm.
you start realizing that you're a part of them. A lot of the people on my conference calls who have been on it for maybe a year or so, they will actually probably tell you that, yeah, they feel calmer in their life. Negative events have dropped away from them. And they just feel more at peace with themselves because they do integrate and take on more of those higher vibrations each time you go up to the ship.
Right. Well, as a new listener, I want to bless you and thank you for your wonderful healing energies that you're blessing our planet and universe with. And I look forward to learning more about the conference calls and your website. And if I may leave you with just one quick question, you mentioned that the light ship, in essence, is light and love, but yet you give a physical description of it as being like 12 stories and 497 feet across, and that seems to be more 3D dimensional. Is that just for our perception to try to grasp how large it is, or in essence, is it really like a hologram like we are?
Both. When you do go there, the people that can physically see there will actually see a floor, they'll see walls. Remember, there are creative beings on this light ship, and so they're able to use the intelligence on the creation lightship to do creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is physical in that aspect, yes, even though it is a lightship, but it travels multidimensionally throughout time and space.
So in essence, that lightship, through our perception, is a material entity, but I guess what I'm asking is for other people who may be on parallel universes or other dimensions, how are they perceiving the lightship? Is it also the same image for everyone and every entity on different parallel universes, including our third plane?
That's a very good question. It will come to them as their experiences are. So if whatever their belief system is or what they experience in their dimension, then it will show up that way to them.
Okay, interesting. That's fascinating. Well, I've taken a lot of your time, but I think I've spoken for a lot of listeners who are just so overwhelmed but may not call in often. And I thank you again, and I look forward to talking to you in perhaps a private session in the near future.
Okay. Thank you, Drew. It feels like you have one more question. I'm picking up, so what's that?
I feel like I have one more. Well, I guess the question I have is I'm looking at the icon on the BBS radio site. What does that represent, the icon that we see? It shows a face with sort of a projection of light. Is that your assistant there on the light ship?
Yes. In fact, as you look at it right now, everybody who has it on, I don't have it on my screen in front of me, okay? I have a little hologram that moves back and forth here with the audio. So if you have it in front of you, what I'm going to do is ask that light being to come alive for you, okay?
Overwhelming.
You're going to blink your eyes. This will take about 1 minute of time to do. And as you look at this face, this is a light being who is a doctor on the creation light ship. And she's going to put, it's female, so she's going to put her essence into her photograph there. And you're going to see her eyes probably come a little bit brighter. You actually see her look at you. The aura and those
eyes. I got it. Just saw her open her eyes. She's opening her eyes. I can see them.
Yeah, she's right now she's 20% in that photo for you. She's coming alive now.
They're like a brilliant blue or like an emerald green. It looks like they're an emerald green eyes.
Okay, what I'd like you to do, I'm still putting energy there, and she's doing this too. So I would like you all who can see this form, if not, just close your eyes, and she will come to you and ask her for a healing of what you need to have, okay, or what you might like to ask for.
Okay,
and just keep looking at her. And normally your eyes get very intense. Her face may start to lift off the screen of your computer, okay? It'll become three-dimensional. There we go.
I hope other people who are listening now or in the archives are experiencing this because it is truly incredible. I am experiencing exactly a 3D image with brilliant lights, and it is just an awesome, loving experience.
Yeah, she's a very, when I do this for people, when I go to different events that I go to, it's a lot of them are just completely blown away because they all of a sudden see this happening in front of them too. And this being here is just one of the light beams that are here to help us.
Well, I thank you for your, I guess you're remembering, because I think that this is something we've all known, but we are only now sensing in this dimensional time, linear, whatever it is, the now that we've accepted when we've come here or returned here to remember all of this information, to be part of this phenomenal extension that's going to be happening in shorter than we know.
Yes.
And I look forward to getting in touch with your clinic, and I just hope that people who are listening to this in the archives will definitely experience what I experienced tonight. And I thank you for sharing your time.
Very welcome. Thank
Good
you.
Good night.
So, I'll talk about one more healing that I do, which is a 4-in-1 set. And one of those sets of this here is it's connecting you from, I'll use the word, negative energies that are courting you from the planets. And so the light ship disconnects you from 13 planetary influences. And for a lot of people who've had this, they find themselves not affected by the astrological predictions, etc. Or you can look at the moon at night and not feel kind of eerie on the inside, or feel that it's, you know, moving your energies in a certain direction. And the other 12 energies are much the same. You just feel your body getting lighter and lighter once they're released from you. And then another part of this here, number two would be I connect you up to your home base energy. And most people here are stuck here, like I have said before. You've done thousands of years of incarnating, and you don't know where your home base is. So I connect you energetically to your home base, and your home base to you, and that's a permanent connection for you. Normally, throughout the universe, people, like we'll say ourselves, will just incarnate one time on a planet, have that experience, work with creativity and love, and then leave and go somewhere else, or if they want to come back, they could. And unfortunately, here, we're locked in for, you know, thousands and thousands of years. So you kind of lost that home-based connection. And what happens to you is that inside of yourself, you feel like a loneliness, an emptiness. You don't know where it's coming from. So that helps that out. And I also connect you to your twin flame energy, the other half of you upon your creation. And it's out experiencing too. And so your twin flame is for your mirror image of you, so you can discuss and see your spiritual growth. So I connect you to your twin flame energy essence, wherever that would be in the universe. There are a few that are here on this planet with people, but normally it's external to you. And you've been cut off from that energy also for these eons of time. And the next part is taking you out of your soul family. And that's very important. When you come in here, you're checked in with the special energy that you make your spiritual contracts with. And through our religious teachings, they talk about karma, law of cause and effect, and that cause and effect energy holds you here. So the teachings are that you're here because you didn't learn enough in your last lifetime, or you did something wrong, and so you have to keep coming back. And that's just, like I said before, just the dark side teachings of why you're here. That doesn't exist. It's not a spiritual law. Just a law from the people that want to hold you here. So there's four of these clearings for $150. They're just very, very precious. I do request that you have the emotional healing first done and the sensory healing. That way you're prepared to bring in these energies into yourself to do the transformation. So I'm going to do a clearing now, like I've done in the past, for everyone. I like to do clearings and healings because I just love doing it, and that way you can experience healing. I don't like to talk that much about other things because it's just a bunch of words that sometimes don't really, I'd rather just do healings. So here we go, sixth chakra. We're going to do an emotional healing for everyone online here. So sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. And this is an emotional healing. And that was just energies that was from this last, up to now, last week, going back to your last birthday, going back one full year again. And again, the life ship is doing these healings for you. Here is like what I can see now, probably 3 to 6 doctors working with you. So, sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. And I'll do a sample of the feeling body. It's a little different than the emotional body, but it still holds charges. So here we go. From now back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. One more year back. Sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. 50 plates at zero charge, 43 plates at zero charge, 30 plates at zero charge, second replace at zero charge, first replace at zero charge. Okay, just kind of sit back right now. You should feel much more relaxed in your body. You may feel lighter. And just kind of close your eyes and look at something that happened to you in the last couple of years that caused you pain and trauma, anguish, you know, anything that bothered you that you think about and you don't want to look at it because it terrifies you. And just look at it now, and it'll look very, very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. So I'll just put my line on mute for about a half a minute here. And just look at it and just see how you experience this here. Okay, so you should feel like what you're looking at is very distant to you, and you should feel like a relief that, wow, I don't have to deal with this any longer. And these healings are permanent. They're divine grace energies working with you, and they're taking away this baggage, we'll say, that you have so that you can integrate more of your spirit. This is the whole thing that I'm here to help people with, is to get into your bodies. Very, very important for this time. Remember, your body wants to do the ascension. It may not talk to you, but that's why it's here, basically. It's at its end of its growth time. It's time for graduation. It would love to go to another dimension with full consciousness. So by all means, connect with your body and help the body out, because it takes you to move forward on this process, because you have to release those densities. And like I tell people, when you're first born, you're in your body. And as you get older, you start getting the school of hard knocks and traumas happen, and then we hang on to those traumas, and like history, it always repeats itself, and we're going to be recycling these traumas over and over and over again in this lifetime. It's like having the same scenario with a different face, different person, and we have to release those to get out of judgment. And the judgment is separation from spiritual truth, and that's the density that our bodies are holding in it. And these judgments are put in place by our ancestors. Unfortunately, in New Age metaphysics, they talk about your thoughts control your reality, and that's great. You know, if that was true, I think right now that I wanted to maybe lose about 20 pounds of weight, and I wanted to revert back to being 16, and I'm thinking of that, but that's not happening. And so what really is happening is the thoughts that you have was from your ancestors, and those belief systems are passed on to you, and they're in your cellular memory, and you need to shed those out of you for the ascension process. And like I said, our body now is holding 4,000 years of density as opposed to 2,000, because the earth did not shift 2,000 years ago. The spirit of the earth decided to not shift, so because it would have killed all the inhabitants, because they weren't ready for the, I won't say all the inhabitants, but almost all of them, because they weren't ready for the ascension process. And this time, the earth has to shift because it can't hold itself back. And my information is that what I have seen on the creation light shift, the blueprint is nearly completed. I know it's about 98% complete as I'm talking right now. The earth spirit is creating a new earth, and I believe this earth energy will be going into the eighth dimension. And what that means, not to scare anybody, but the earth that we're in now may not longer be here. It may be completely vanished. So it's up to the earth to decide what to do at this point. I don't believe 3D is ever going to be here again, because the density is just too strong for the earth. Remember, the earth is a spiritual being, and it wants to continue on at a higher consciousness. Just like yourself, once you get plugged into, say, either New Age metaphysics or you become more awakened in your consciousness, it's very, very hard to go back. And this is where the Earth is right now. And the Creation Light Ship created a light ship just for the Earth. It's much smaller. And this light ship is here to help the Earth on its ascension process. And that was created, I believe, the Monday before Thanksgiving. And so it's here and it's working. It's pure white light energy, complete love energy. And it's here to help the Earth clean out its baggage, because it has to heal itself before it does the ascension process. It has to release all of its old baggage. And so another way of saying it is, if the Earth is going to go to an eighth dimensional, brand new spiritual blueprint, okay, it can't leave its old Earth behind with baggage on it, okay? It has to clean it out, so when it becomes dematerialized, then it has the choice of not materializing, and at that point, it can move on to another higher consciousness. Otherwise, it cannot transform itself into a higher consciousness because it'll have baggage in a lower density realm. So this is what I perceive is happening. People talk about we're going into maybe the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension on the Earth. I personally do not get that information. It could be true, but they don't give that to me up on the ship. All I know is that the Earth, to my knowledge, and for what I have seen on the spiritual blueprint, on how the new Earth looks, it's about one-third smaller. It's very, very beautiful, and it is going into eighth dimension. So that's my information with that there. I'm going to do a ship healing for people now. In fact, if anybody would like to call in before I go to the ship, the Creation Light Ship for healing, you can do so in the next 5 minutes here. And I'll just start talking about what the Creation Ship looks like on the inside until someone calls in. There's many levels to it, different levels of consciousness. There's different dimensions, so in theory, we'll just say that each particular floor on the ship, each level, would be the energies of that dimension. So we'll just say that the first level, hypothetically, is the first dimension. The second is the second level, is the second. Third is the third. It doesn't work this way, but I'm just trying to make it simple. So what happens is, on level three, we'll say, it has all the information for everything created in the third-dimensional realm. So to us, that would probably mean that whatever we can see physically is created in that room. If we only have our senses, and the eyes are the main thing that we look at, so and look out of to see everything. So every star that you see out in the sky, every tree, animals, water, everything that is created here on this planet is there with this perfect divine spiritual blueprint. And what the brand new light ship is doing is that it's putting back into harmony with the original blueprint of its creation all these different energies. So what we're going to do now is do some healing. I'm going to request, if you want to have a physical healing up on the Creation Light Ship, to think of one thing, kind of keep it in your consciousness. And if you'd like to take your animals and pets with, they'll be relocated to another healing ship that deals with those life forms. So we're going to go to the Creation Light Ship in about a minute here. And the Creation Light Ship will be up there out of time. We'll be walking around just like we do here. You'll be using your thoughts to talk to the light being doctors. There may be some seers online who can physically see up on the Creation Light Ship. And if you can't see, you're probably going to just have a sense of peace as we come back and during this session. Sometimes your body might move sporadically. Maybe they may be working on your neck, and you may find your neck kind of moving maybe from side to side just slightly, or you might move a finger back and forth or something. This is just normal. So here we go. And this will not work on the archives. I need to specify that because I have to connect with each person online right now, which is what I'm doing. And I won't be live on the archive, so all the healings work except for what I'm doing right now. So here we go. So if you want to go up, you can. And just kind of think in your head that you want to go to the Creation Light Ship, and I'll connect with you along with Janina. And these light beam doctors will now facilitate healing with you. So this takes about 20 seconds our time. Just kind of sit back and relax. You're going to feel Janina's energy come to you. And it'll be like a love energy around your body. And you may feel her presence around you. And she will be working with your heart center, where your spirit resides, and connecting with your spirit and bringing everything up to the creation light ship, all energy bodies that is known and unknown to you. So she's ready, and here we go. It takes about 2 seconds, and we're there right now. And we're going into a special room, which I call the transporter room. And this is where they're doing a body scan on you to see who and what you are. Remember, they work with many different types of beings. And right now, your animals are leaving you and your pets, going to the special healing ship. Right now, we're going into the orientation room. This is where you're going to be selecting the different doctor teams that you're going to be working with. Your complete free choice. These teams have different technologies. This is, for almost all of them, their first incarnation. And they're going to be appearing to you in the form that they're going to be in their next incarnation. So you may see orbs on the ship, you may see crystals, you may see just rays of light. And they're all conscious. And you're selecting your teams now. I'm told that we have selected 14 teams apiece, and each team has 3 divine light beam doctors working on those teams. So, and I'll be able to see one of these teams. And this is not a meditation. This is true real-time experience. You're going to be feeling what I'm probably talking about as we start the healing process here. So we're going into the room now where they're going to be doing the work on us. This is called the procedure room. And they're first taking us into a room. And this room is where they're going to be releasing physical body pain from us. Remember, we're in 13 other rooms also right now. So each room that you go into, just request what you'd like to have done inside of your head. So when I take you into a room, then request what type of healing you'd like to have. The other teams will be hearing that also. And again, you're still up there talking to them too. So this room is where they're going to be having pain released from our body. If you have like back tension, maybe a sore foot or something, an earache, just request that at this time. If you don't have anything wrong with you that you know about, then ask for a tune-up. The doctors will be very happy to help you out this way. And so I'll bring in another divine energy down here. And we're going to be bringing in the energy of Mother Mary. So I'm going to be connecting with the energy from the creation light shift. And we're getting the original spirit energy of Mother Mary, her first incarnation energy on the light ship. We're going to bring it down into your living room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Now she will at times bring in a fragrance of roses or flowers, so maybe she'll do that this time here. We can request that. Stronger, stronger, and see if she'll help us out with this here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll see you back in about a minute here. Just kind of close your eyes and ask for healings and expect them. Okay, we'll go to another location on the Creation Lightship. And we're going to go into a room where we're going to be inside of a large sphere. It's like a round ball. It's clear, about 8 foot in diameter. This is what we call down here a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And this is going to help us with our breathing, and it also brings oxygen to different cells in our body. So it's kind of, again, sit back and relax. Now I'm going to bring that nice oxygen down here from the Creation Light Ship that we're breathing up there right now. So you may find your room change. Your breathing may change also. So here we go. This is a ship oxygen coming to you. Stronger, 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 stronger. And take a deep breath. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There, it feels like it's here quite nicely for me here. I'll use it a little bit longer here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just kind of sit back again for about another minute and take in this nice oxygen, and again request healing if you'd like some additional healing. Okay, we're going on to another location. This location is where they're going to be working with our lower spine. Remember, you're up on the Creation Lightship physically, and you're going to be talking with the doctor. So we're going to be working with our tailbone and our hips right now. If you have a problem with your hip joints, request that. If you have anything with like cartilage or knee problems, ankle problems, request that also. But mainly this room here right now is going to be on your spine, so they can straighten spines, they can do adjustments on you, they can correct discs. So it just depends on, like I said before, how much baggage you release down here on how effective their healings are going to be, because they do work up there. And so just request now what you'd like to have happen to you, and I'll bring in another divine energy down here for us to experience. And I'm going to bring in the energy of Jesus along with Mary Magdalene. And again, these are the first cause energy from the Creation Light Ship. And like I said before, the beings that you're experiencing here with these names are how they manifested on our planet here. On other planets, these beings, these divine energies would look different, possibly because they would have different life forms. So, but the core energy is the same. This is what we're bringing in right now, is this first cause energy. So here we go. Stronger, here comes Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, ask Jesus and Mary Magdalene for healing and also spiritual guidance. What I'm going to do now is drop you into your heart center if you'd like to have that done. So I'm going to take your waking consciousness, your thoughts, and bring them into your heart so you can connect to your own divine spirit and these beautiful energies that are coming in. So I'm going to count to 10, and this you can visualize like an elevator going from, say, your top of your head, if you wish, down into your heart. So number 10 is the top of your head, or inside of your head, your brain, and go down into your heart, which would be number 1, the first floor. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Do it one more time here. This is the Creation Lightship doctors helping do this for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This feels very good to me. They're saying to do it one more time for everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They feel very secure with this. And it feels like you're all in your heart center. So ask for guidance now and also healing. And see you back again in about a minute. Okay, we're now going to go to another location on the Creation Light Ship. We're going to go to the room where Saint Germain is, where he resides, his original spirit. And in there you're going to see the violet energy that he works with, the violet ray. And so we're going into this room right now. And you may feel your body getting energized, and he'll be in this room also. And I'm going to bring down his violet energy down here on Earth for us to experience in our living room. So here we go. And again, I have to command the energy to come in. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. And what I will say is that in the spiritual realms, since everything works in the now, everything is a command. Okay? So you want to command the energy to do what you'd like it to do. So asking, please, can this do this? It may not work that way for you or for it to respond. You want to be in your own power and command it. So this may help someone out there to understand that everything that Jesus did was a command. It wasn't asking, it was a command, okay? Asking the universe, the creation light ship, to perform these healings for these people. This is where he worked from. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger, and here's the violet energy coming in from Saint Germain. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it feels beautiful. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll let you bathe in this energy down here, and you're up there also talking with Saint Germain, and he's doing healings on you. So, again, request your healings inside of your head right now, and I'll see you back in about a minute. So we'll go into another room up on the Creation Light Ship. We're going to go into their beautiful crystal room. It's like being inside of a large crystal geode. There's over a million crystals there. These are all conscious energies. And they're going to be here to help us with our healings. So we're levitating in this room right now. This room looks like it's about 12 foot in diameter. And as you think your thoughts, the crystals will kind of light up to respond to you. You're going to feel their vibration. And you may feel your body buzz down here, possibly. And so, again, request your healing. And down here, we're going to bring in the energy of, I'll bring in the energy of Joan of Arc. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I believe that her energy was the twin flame to Archangel Michael, because her energies feel almost identical, but on opposite ends of the scale, male and female. So I want to bring in Archangel Michael now to complement her. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll just sit back and relax now and request your healing. Okay, so we're now going to come back here. Our hour session is almost nearly completed here, so we're going into the orientation room now. This is where we selected our doctor teams, and we're giving thanks for the work that they performed on us here. And now we're going into the transporter room, where our animals and pets are coming to us. And they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. This we can use for the next 5 days, so request healing from this energy. It'll be here to help us. You will not be on the creation light ship, but the energy is here to help facilitate additional healing. So we're coming back down right now. And now we're here. So you should feel very relaxed. You may have some of your aches and pains released from you. You may have some physical healings. And I have a toll-free number if you wish to call me. It's 1-877-ET-HEALS. And that's H-E-A-L with an S on it. And I do many other types of healing work. Most of it's done by the Creation Life Ship itself with the doctors. You may be down here, but they work with you anyway. And I recommend having your emotional years cleared. It's the best thing that I could ever do for anyone on this planet here, because you can go to any practitioner after that, and they can have much better success working with you. So I want to thank everyone for being with me tonight, and hope you enjoyed this show. And if you had your healing that you wanted, don't look back. Know that you're healed and move forward. And thank you all for being with me, and have a wonderful evening. And I'll be also on this coming Saturday from 9 to 10 in the evening, Pacific Standard Time. Thank you.